Daf Mem Amud Beis, about 10 lines, a little bit more than 10 lines down, we were up to the Kal v'Chomer of Rabbi Shmuel. So let's just read Rabbi Shmuel. And again, just by way of introduction, Rabbi Shmuel is coming to disagree with Rebbe, and he maintains that we don't need a hekesh between Par Yom HaKippurim and Par Helim Dabash Al Tzibur in order to derive the halachas from Par Helim Dovish Al Tzibur, because we can derive those with a Kal v'Chomer. Uma b'makom shelo hushva karbon l'karbon. If you have two different animals that are not the same, they're einam shavim zeh l'zeh, and yet the halacha is hishva ma'asim l'ma'asim in those two karbonos, which the Gemara is going to explain later on what those two karbonos are, but they come from two mini behemoths. And yet the halachas of the avoda are equal one to the other. B'makom shehishva karbon l'karbon, when we're talking about par shel yom ha-kippurim and par helim dabar shel tzibur, where it's the same exact karbon, then how much more so eino din sheyashva ma'asa l'ma'asa? That for sure we can equate the par shel Yom HaKippurim with the par of Kohen Mashiach. Again, there's a question of the girsa here, whether it's par Kohen shel Mashiach. That's the girsa that we have later on in Daf Mem Aleph. Others have a different girsa if you take a look in the Shittim Kubetzes, and we're talking about par Helim Dover shel Tzibur. In any event, whether the Malamed here is Kohen Mashiach or Helim Dover, the Nilmad in this case is Par Shel Yom HaKippurim, and there's no need for a Hekesh to establish those Dinim, because we're Mashveh, we certainly should be Mashveh Maisu Maisu when we're talking about the same identical animal. So for example, you talk about the Avodos that are required for both of these Karbonos, for let's say Par Yom HaKippurim and Par Kohen Mashiach. They both require the same basic avoda. There are various nuances and differences between the two. For example, Par Yom HaKippurim, we take the dam inside the Kodesh Kedoshim. Par Kohen Mashiach has a hazah in the Old Moed, but not in the Kodesh Kedoshim. But basically the Bryce is saying that we have a general equation between their avodos, and there's no reason to think otherwise. So for example, the dinim that we derive from Es, Badam, and Utvila, from Tvila, those dinim that we discussed yesterday, those apply through this Kal v'Chomer to the case of Par Shel Yom HaKippurim. I don't have any need for the Hekesh between Par Yom HaKippurim and Par Helim Dabar Shel Tzibur, for example. Ella, so the Braisa continues, Matam Lomar, what are we going to do therefore if we don't need this Hekesh with the Pasuk V'Asa La Par? What does the extra La Par come to teach you? Which again, in according to Rebbe, the La Par comes to teach you Par Yom HaKippurim, that it has all the dinim that apply to Par Helim Dabar Shel Tzibur. Now we're having, in the context of the Kal v'Chomer Rebbe Shmuel, there's no need for this extra V'Asa La Par. So the Gemara answers that this pasuk V'Asa La Par is coming to teach us Par Helim Dabar Shel Tzibur. Now the Gemara later on in Daf Mem Aleph is going to ask the obvious question: in the Par Helim Dabar Shel Tzibur itself, it says La Par. So how you can tell me that La Par in the parish of Helim Dabar Shel Tzibur is telling me the din of the ribui for Par Helim Dabar Shel Tzibur? So that we'll see later on. So again, when it says Kasher Asa La Par, Zepar Kohen Mashiach. So we have a hekesh between Par Helim Dabar Shel Tzibur, which is indicated by the word Lapar, and Par Kohen Mashiach, to teach us that all the avodos, all the matanos, are absolutely indispensable, and in the absence of any of those matanos, the karbon is going to be possible. Now keep in mind that in the case of Par Kohen Mashiach, we don't have Nichpal Avodasecha. We don't have the Torah repeated itself as far as the Avodah is concerned. So how do we know that Matonasel Makvos, we would have to know it from the Hekesh to Par Helim Dover Shel Tzibur, where the Torah says a second time around, it's Avodos V'Osa Kasher Osa, as we said in the Gemara back on Daf Lamentes. Now the Gemara brings this Kal V'Chomer of Rabbi Shmuel and tries to explain the Kal V'Chomer. Omar Mar, Umabe Mokum Shelo Hushvu Karbon LeKarbon. So the Gemara says, "My, what are these two karbonos that are described here as Lo Hushvu and yet Maseim Shavim? Ilema, if you're going to tell me, LePar Yom Kippur Musayir Shel Yom Kippurim, that just like we found in Par V'Soyer Shel Yom Kippurim." That even though they're two different karbonos, meaning one is a par and one is a sa'ir, nevertheless they have the same halachas in their avoda. If that be the case, then in a situation where the karbonos are similar to each other, like for example par kohen Mashiach and par Yom Kippurim, where it's min echad, they're both called parim. Is how much more so we should certainly equate their dini avoda hilchas avodasem, and therefore we should not require the hekesh. That was the argument of Rabbi Shmuel. So the Gemara rejects the argument of Rabbi Shmuel. Ikal mifrach, I have a pircha on the Kal V'Chomer. Mala hanoch, in the cases of par and sor shel Yom Kippurim, where we equate the halachas, the hilchas avoda, there it makes sense. Shekein nichnas domam lifnai v'lifnim. What we're saying is that in both cases, whether it's par or soyer shel Yom Kippurim, the din of Kodesh Kadoshim, meaning that we have to take the dam lifnai v'lifnim, is common to both of them. There's no distinction between the two, and then it makes sense that all the Hilchas Avodah should be the same. But if you want to talk about Par Yom Kippurim and Par Kohen Mashiach, these are not Shavim. For example, Par Yom Kippurim, the Dam goes inside the Kodesh Kadoshim. The Par of Kohen Mashiach, there's no din that the Dam is Nichnas the Kodesh Kadoshim. So here it's very possible that many of the other Halachas of the Avodah are not Shavim Zelazeh, they're not equal. And therefore it's impossible to derive Par Yom Kippurim from Par Helim Dover Shel Tzibur with a Kal V'Chomer. So the Gemara therefore explains, Ella, what the Braisa means when it says Lo Hushvu, Karbon LeKarbon, it means Par Helim Dover Shel Tzibur, U'Seire Avodas Kochavim. So again, Seire Avodas Kochavim, as we've mentioned in the past, is brought when the Tzibur violated Avodah Zorah based on an incorrect psak. And the Gemara back on Daf Lamentes darshan from the word hachatos, which it says in the parash of Paradelim Shel Tzibur, that's a ribui for Seirei Avodas Kochavim, and that equates the Avodah of Seirei Avodas Kochavim with that of the Par Helim Dover Shel Tzibur. And the Gemara now is assuming that those two are being described here in this Braisa as Lo Hushvu Karbon LeKarbon. And now we understand the Kal V'Chomer. We found in Par Helim Dover Shel Tzibur and in Seirei Avodas Kochavim that even though the two of them are not Shavim B'Karbon Oseihem, because this one's a Par and this one's a Sayer, nevertheless, Shavim Hei B'Hilchos Avodaseihem. They have the same laws of Avodah. And as we said before, that's the Gemara above, derived from the word Hachatos. So now, in a case where the Karbonos, and this is already the Chomer, in the case where the Karbonos are Shavim Zelazeh, let's take for example, Par Yom HaKippur and Par Kohen Mashiach, they're both Min Echad, not like the case of Helim Dover Shel Tzibur and Seirei Avodas Kochavim, is how much more so should they be similar in their halachas, in the dinim that control their avoda, and therefore we don't need the hekesh. So the Gemara rejects this as well. Ikol mifrach, I still have a pircha on this Kal V'Chomer. Ma lahanoch, in the case of Par Helig Dovishal Tzibur, and in the case of Seiri Avodas Kochavim, where they both are Shavim, they're both equal in their Hilchas Avoda, the logic is that they should be similar. Again, in these cases of Par Helig Dovishal Tzibur and Seiri Avodas Kochavim, they should be similar in their Avodos. And why in these two cases should we establish a similarity? Shekein mechaper malaveilos mitzvah yidu. In both cases, the carbon is coming as a kapar for a known, specifically known avera. Whether or not you're talking about the seirim of avodah zarah, therefore we're focused on one avera. Or in the case of paralim dovah shel tzibur, we're focused on that avera that the tzibur violated. That's called an aver sheyesh lo yediya ala chepa. And we're not going to differentiate between these two karbonos. They should really be, their avodah should be identical. Masha Enkin, in the case of Par Yom HaKippurim or Par Kohen Mashiach, these are not shovim b'char kaparosam. Fundamentally different one from the other, because whereas the Par Kohen Mashiach is mechaper on a very specific aver that he knows about, a violation that he's aware of, but in Par Yom HaKippurim, the whole purpose of the Par is for an aver shelo noda, meaning that maybe there were members of the community that violated Tumas Migdash, but there's no specifically well known aver. And therefore it's possible that in the dinim of the Avodos, they're not Shavim Zelza, they're not equal. And we cannot derive Par Yom HaKippurim from Par Helim Dovashal Tzibur with the Kal V'chomer. Ella, but rather the Gemara says, the Brice that says, Lo Hushvu Karbon, Le Karbon, was meant to address the cases of Par Helim Dovashal Tzibur and Sa'ir Shal Yom HaKippurim. And Hachikomer, and this is exactly what the Kal V'chomer comes to teach us. Uma b'mokum shelo hushvu karbon lekarbon, in the case of Par Helig Dovah Shel Tzibur and Sa'ir Shel Yom HaKippurim, there's no exact hashva'a in their karbon oseim. Why? The high Par, the high Sa'ir, they're two different animals. And nevertheless, hushvu masem lemasim, all the halachas of the ma'aseh avodah are equivalent in both of them, even though lo hushvu karbon lekarbon is lamai dekasav bahu. I'm sorry, lamai dekasav bahu goes is part of the Gemara till now. He says b'makom shehushvu karbon lekarbon, the high par of a high par. Is Eino Din Shehushvu Masim Lemaseihem. Here in the case of Par Yom HaKippurim and Par Kohen Mashiach, where they're both coming from the same Min Karbon, this one's a Par and this one's a Par, how much more so is it logical to assume that Hushvu, they have the same Dinim in their Masim, in their Avodah. The Asalei, and we can derive Par Yom HaKippurim, as far as the halachas are concerned, from Es Badom Utvila, that those halachas will apply in the case of Par Shel Yom HaKippurim, and that's derived from this Kal V'chomer Mi Par Kohen Mashiach. So since we can derive Par Kohen from Par Mashiach in this Kal V'chomer, then there's no need for the Hekesh between Par Yom HaKippurim and Par Kohen Mashiach. The Asalei Sar Yom HaKippurim Miseir Avodas Kochavim. And what does this mean? The minhag was that halachas that are derived from Es Badom Utfila, and these halachas are noagos, they apply in both Sar Shel Yom HaKippurim, which is derived from Sar Avodas Kochavim with the Kal V'chomer. Ma matzinu bepar helim dovah shel tzibur. This soyer Yom HaKippurim, which are two distinct karbonos, and yet, even though shezeh par v'zeh soyer, but we equate them as far as the avodas hamafuroshim b'shneihem. We're not talking now about the din of es badam utfila, but rather we're talking about the general halachas of that dinim, like for example hazos ala paroches or arba matona shalom izbech apnimi. Is lo shinsa Torah bavodas hashavim b'hem. So for example hazos in the heichal. So therefore, b'makom shekarbanas shavim zel is like for example soyish liyom kippurim and soyish avodas kochavim. They both belong to the same min. Is how much more so shall we consider an equation between their various respective avodos? And as far as Sawyer Shal Yom HaKippurim is concerned, all the dinim that we learned from Es Badav Utfila will be applicable to both the Sawyer Shal Yom HaKippurim and the Sivri Avodas Kochavim to the same exact extent. The Gemara has a question on the limud of Sar Yom HaKippurim from Seiri Avodas Kochavim v'chidov alami behekesh chozer umalami b'kalvachomer. If you derive something from a hekesh, now can you turn around and use that derivation for a kalvachomer? In other words, we said that Seiri Avodas Kochavim, we do not derive the halachas of es badom utfila unless we have a hekesh. So now, how can we say that we're going to go back and derive Sar Shal Yom HaKippurim with a Kal V'Chomer from Seiri Avodas Kochavim? How is that possible? As an example of the Avodas that are explicit for both the Par Helin Dovah Shel Tzibah and the Soyer of Yom HaKippurim, we could mention the case of Hazos in the Heichal. And in a case where the Karbanos are equal one to the other, like in the case of Sar Shal Yom HaKippurim and Sar Avodas Kochavim, they're both from a Sair, we call it Min Echad Shal Karban Sair, certainly we have an equation in their Avodos Zeh L'Zeh, and therefore in the case of Seire of the Sair of Yom HaKippurim, certainly all the halachas would be Noheg. The only problem is, as the Gemara raises this problem, is that we have a rule that Dovra Lomi Behekesh, that's good for a Hekesh, but you can't jump and add a Kal V'Chomer to a Dovra Halomi Behekesh. So how do you go about deriving of Al Makom Acher, in other words, another din from a Kal V'Chomer based on a Hekesh? In other words, here in the case of Seiri Avodas Kochavim, we didn't derive the halachas of Es Badam Utfila except through a Hekesh. Now you want to use that Hekesh as a springboard and be Chozer Malamed Sar Shal Yom HaKippurim with a Kal V'Chomer? So Gemara answers Omer HaPapuka Saratana Tebei Rabbi Shmuel Dover Alomim BeHekesh Chozer Umalamed BeKal V'Chomer. That in fact, this methodology of deriving halachas is acceptable to the Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel, our Braisa. And that means that if you derive something from a Hekesh, you can now go ahead and build a Kal V'Chomer upon that Hekesh. Again, let's just go over the Hekesh and the Kal V'Chomer. The Hekesh, which Gemara before on Daf Lamed Tes derived from the extra word Hachatos in Parahel Dovah Shel Tzibur, creates a Hekesh, an equation between Parahelim Dovah Shel Tzibur and Seire Avodas Kochavim. And that's fine. And based on that Hekesh, we could derive conclusions like Es, Badam, and Tfila. Now, we're going to use this case, this Hekesh, as a springboard for a Kal V'Chomer to derive the halacha of Parashel Yom HaKippurim. And we're going to say the following, that if in a case where you don't have the same min, and yet the Torah equates them, as far as the Dinei Avod is concerned, so you're talking about in the case of Helim Dover Shel Tzibur Par, in the case of Avodas Kochavim a Sawyer, and yet the Torah equates the Dinim, then how much more so, through this Kal V'Chomer, can we define cases where there it's the same min, Like, for example, we have here Seire Avodas Kochavim and Sayer Shel Yom HaKippurim. Much more so, Sayer Shel Yom HaKippurim is like Sayer Shel Avodas Kochavim. They're both the same min. Certainly there are Hushvu Hilchos Avodah, the same as Elzadeh. We equate their Halachas Vavodah one to the other. And therefore the Sayer Yom HaKippurim is going to have all the dinim that we derive from Es Badon Tefillah, but that's all based on the fact that Dovra Lomi Behekesh Choser Umolami B'Kavachomer. Now if we go back to the words of Rabbi Yishmael that were quoted in the Braisa back on Mem Amid Beis, and it says Lapar Ze Par Helen Dovah Shel Tzibur, that's pretty odd, the Gemara says Ha Bitzibur Gufe Ksif. This very word Lapar is written in the parish of Parhelim Dovashal Tzibur. So to say that you need a pasuk to teach you about a Parhelim Dovashal Tzibur when the word in the pasuk is talking about Parhelim Shal Tzibur explicitly. Amar Rav Papa, why do we need to mention the Parhelim Dovashal Tzibur a second time? Mishum Deboy Lag Mure Parhelim Dovashal Tzibur Bioseres Ushtea Kloyos Lisiria Avodas Kochavim. In other words, we want to derive from the case of Par Helim Dovashal Tzibur Dinim that should apply to Sire Avodas Kochavim, and that's the din of Hekter Hakoved and Shtea Kloyos. And this we're going to derive to Seiri Avodas Kochavim from a Hekesh to Par Helim Dovashal Tzibur. You know, there's in the parsha of Seiri Avodas Kochavim, the Torah doesn't explicitly mention the Haktorah of the Yoseres HaKoved or the Shtei HaKloyos, but they're rather derived from a Hekesh to Par Helim Dovashal Tzibur. And the Gemara is going to clarify that a little bit later on. And then, once we have this derivation, so Par Helim Dovashal Tzibur Begufe Loksiv, right, the din of Haktoras Yoseres HaKoved Shtei HaKloyos themselves, which we are deriving from Par Helim Dovar to Seiri Avodas Kochavim, don't appear in the parish of Par Helim Dovashal Tzibur Behekesha Asui, but rather that's derived from a Hekesh to Par Kohen Moshiach, and that was the Gemara above on Daf Lamed Tes Amid Beis. Now, Itzrich, we need some sort of an allusion, some sort of basis in the parsha Par Helim Dovashal Tzibur, and that's the word Lapar, to teach me that Par Helim Dovashal Tzibur has these dinim, and now we can use that as a hekesh again for Par Kohen Moshiach to teach us Haktoras Yoseres HaKoved Shtei Kloyos. And that means it's as if this din, which is derived from a hekesh, a second hekesh, is written beferish in the parasha of Par Helim Dovashal Tzibur, and therefore we can go ahead and derive conclusions from Par Helim Dovashal Tzibur to teach me, in the case of Par Kohen Moshiach, the dinim of Haktoras Yoseres HaKoved and Shtei HaKloyos. For Lola Heavy, because if we didn't have that extra word Lapar indicating the parasha of Helim Dovashal Tzibur, then it would be a case of Dovar Lomim Behekesh Choser Umlamim Behekesh, and that's not something that we accept, even though we saw Tana Bei Yishmael accepted it, but we don't accept it. Now the Gemara brings a raya to Rav Papa that the Torah wrote the word lapar in order that Par Helim Dovashal Tzibur should not be a case of Dovar Lomim Behekesh, which is not Choser Umlamim Behekesh. Tanya Kavosei de Rav Papa. And the Braisa says the following. We're talking about the Pasuk in Par Helim Dovashal Tzibur Vayukra Dalet V'osa lapar kasher osa laparachatos. And the Gemara says, Ma Talmud Lomer, what is this Lapar coming to teach us? And the Braisa answers, Lefisha Nemar, it says, regarding Tzeire Avodas Kochavim. That's in Bamidbar Perek Tezvav. It says, V'nisach lehem kishkogahi v'hem heviu es karbanam ishel Hashem. And then it says, V'chatasam lifnei Hashem al shigigasam. And this pasuk, at least the second half of the pasuk, is superfluous. But rather, this pasuk is coming for a drasha, and here's the drasha, as it's broken down into smaller parts. First, the word chatosam, elu se'iri avodas kochavim, then the word shigigasam, ze par helim davishal tzibur, and chatosam, al shigigasam, is a hekesh where the Torah is equating se'iri avodas kochavim with the par helim davishal tzibur. The Omer Torah chatosam, which is a reference to se'iri avodas kochavim, is harehi lecha kishigasam, like the case of the parahelim davishal tzibur, which certainly is an inadvertent and an unintentional avera. And now we're going to equate them as far as haktorasi murim is concerned, that just like the parahelim davishal tzibur, we are makti the oseres hakoved and the shtei haklos, those are the murim that have to be burnt on the mizbeach, so too in se'iri avodas kochavim we have to be maktir the oseres hakoved and the shtei haklos. Except that now you can ask about this drasha, about this limud. Haray, after all, it says shigigasam in parhelim davishal tzibur. Mehechon lamadnu, how do we know that your maktir, your seres hakovid, and shtei akloyos? Lo behekesh, the Gemara asks it as a rhetorical question, isn't that a hekesh to par koin Mashiach? And if that be the case, how can we now use par helim davishal tzibur to teach us anything about se'iri avodas kochav v'chi davar lo behekesh chozer umalami behekesh? Because you only derive par helim davishal tzibur from the hekesh to kohen Mashiach, and now you're going to go ahead and use it after you derive its halach from a hekesh to teach you a kal v'chomer for something else, right? Teach you kal v'chomer for se'iri avodas zarah. Is Talmud Lomar Lapor Ze Par Helim Davishal Tzibur Lapor Ze Par Kohen Mashiach? And it means that the Torah went ahead and was makish to equate Par Helim Davishal Tzibur with Par Kohen Mashiach, so that it'll be a second hekesh. And Lamais, it's as if it says in its own context, the din of Haktaras Yosef Rekov Shteya Kloyos. And now we can derive from this case, we can derive conclusions about Seire Avodas Kochavim, and then Parahel and Dovashel Tzibur is not a Dovah Lamin Behekesh, which is not Chosim Lamin Behekesh, but we see clearly this Brisa supports the position of Papa, that the Torah writes the extra word Lapar to teach us that to make sure that the Parahel and Dovashel Tzibur is not a Dovah Hanilma Behekesh, so that now Parahel and Davishal Tzibur could serve as the jump-off point for analysis, and we can derive conclusions from Parahelim Davishal Tzibur. Once we have the word Lapar in the parasha Parahelim Davishal Tzibur, now we can go ahead and we can establish a hekesh between Parahelim Davishal Tzibur and Par Kohen Mashiach, because since the word par now is in the parasha of Parahelim Davishal Tzibur, now we can go ahead and make that next step to the Kohen, the Par Kohen Mashiach. Omar Mar. Now we had already in the Brisa above that the word Chatosam Elu Se'irei Avodas Kochavim. So when it says Chatosam Al Shigigasam, we have a Hekesh between Se'iri Avodas Kochavim and Par Helim Davishal Tzibur, and this is going to teach us the din of the Haktar Simurim in the case of Yoseres HaKoved and Shtei HaKloyos in Se'iri Avodas Kochavim. So Gemara wants to know, typically Mikra Kama, why do you need this Pasuk Chatosam Al Shigigasam? Why not go back to the parasha of Parahelim Davishal Tzibur in Vayikra Dalid, and derived from there? Then we found a hekesh between Se'iri Avodas Kochavim and Parahelim Davishal Tzibur. The Omar Mar, and we had earlier in the price on Daf Lamites Achatos which it says in the case of, in the parasha of Parheldov Shal Tzibur, L'rabo Se'irei Avodas Kochavim. That's a ribui for Se'irei Avodas Kochavim that have a hekesh between Se'irei Avodas Kochavim and Parheldov Shal Tzibur. And we could derive from that hekesh the dinim of Haktar Se'imurim, of Haktar Se'oseres HaKoved Ushtei HaKloyos. So why is there a need to derive this from the pasuk of Chatosom? Omer of Papa Yitzchak, I need Salka Daitcha Minai. I could have thought that when the Torah was equated Se'iri Avodas Kochavim to Par Helim Dov Shel Tzibur, and that was indicated by the word Achatos, is Hani, that only applies when it's Dvarim She'enem Amurim It only refers to the Hazos, because that's written in the parasha of Parhel and Dovah Shal Tzibur. However, here we're going on to Mem Aleph Amid Beis. Avol, but as far as the din of Haktorah of Yoser Sakovit Shtei HaKloyos, the Lok Siva Begufe, they're not written in the parasha itself, they're only derived from a Hekish to Parakoi Moshiach. His Ema might think, lo, they're not included in the Hekesh. Kamash Malon, that's what the Pasuk Chatos Val Shagosam is coming to teach us. That in the case of Haktara Seimurim, there's an absolute equation between Se'iri Avodas Kochov and Par Helim Dover Shal Tzibur. This din of Haktara Seimurim is not in the parasha, it's derived from Par Kohen Mashiach. And now the question is, can we go back and use this for a Hekesh? So that's what the Kamash Malon is, that this word Chatosam al Shigagosam is coming to teach you that this Hekesh includes even the din of Haktara Seimurim, and there's an absolute equation between Se'ire Avodas Kochovim and Par Helim Dover Shel Tzibur. The Gemara now asks a kasha from a brisa earlier on Daf Mem Amud Beis, and perhaps this brisa could serve as a support text for a papa. Amale Rav Huna Bereid Rav Nosson Rav Papa Vahela Tana. What about the Tana of the brisa? We quoted it back on Mem Amud Beis, which the Gemara quotes that brisa as a siyu, as a support for a papa. And it's funny because this pasuk par is coming to be marva par Yom Kippurim. So par Yom Kippurim lechol masha omer beinyan kamar. It seems like we have a ribui here for par shel Yom Kippurim, that anything that's noeg in the case of par helim dov shel tzibur is also noeg in par shel Yom Kippurim. And if the din of all the hazos being ma'akev the kapara, that would also apply. So this is against Rav Papa, who says that the ribui here is for the halachas of es badomu tvila. In any event, the Gemara answers tanoi. This machlokas tanoim. Do we derive from there that the hazos of the par Yom Kippur ma'akvim zetze tana de bei Rabbi Rav, according to the Tana of the first brisa, then midarabe hachi is marbe hachi. Notice you could be marbe from the word lapar any of the halachas of badam utvila. Let's try this sugi again, the last piece. Amalei Rafuna Bereder of Nosson of Papa Vatana. Again, he's referring to the Brisa Liel back on Mem Amud Beis, the Gemara quoted as a support for Papa, and the Brisa says that from the word Lapar, we have a ribui for Par Yom HaKippurim, and then Par Yom HaKippurim L'chol Masha Omer Be'inyan Ka'amar. In other words, we're talking about a Lashon that's Mashma, that it's come to be Marba, everything that's Noeg in Par Helim Dov Shel Tzibur is Noeg in the Par Yom HaKippurim, including the din that the hazos ma'akvos, and this is against Rav Papa, because her papa wanted to use that ribui for the halachas of es, badam, and tefillah to establish not the laws of what which hazos are ma'akvim in the case of parashal Yom HaKippurim, but rather the dinim of es, badam, utfilah. So the Gemara answers, that's a tanoi, that's machlokas tanoi. In other words, do we derive from this word lapar that hazos of the par Yom HaKippurim are ma'akiv zetzeh, or no? And Tana de Beirav, the Tana of the first Braisa, is Marbi Hochi. He derives from Lapar the halachos of equating all of the dinim, including Espadom Utfilo. Okay, and that means that all the hazos are ma'akev one or the other. No, I'm sorry, the din that all the hazos are ma'akev, he's going to derive from Chukah. But Tana de Beirav Yishmael, the second Braisa, that's lo marbe hachi. He's not going to be marbe the dinim of the par of Yom HaKippurim, but rather he's going to learn from the word lapar the dinim of hazos b'ma'akvos. So now the Gemara quotes two brises that seem to reflect the different tamim. The different reasons to separate between par, the parash of par koi mashiach, and the parash of par helikdom shel tzibur. He's tana de bei Rabbi Yishmael. According to the brayse of tana de bei Yishmael, mipnei man ne'emru. Why does it say in the Torah the dinim of haktoras yoseres and shteh kloyos bepar koi mashiach, velo ne'emru bepar helikdom shel tzibur? But rather, we're going to derive this from a hekesh. To par koi Mashiach is Moshal Melech Basav Adam Shezom Al Ov Omid Besirchono Mibnechi Basav. If a person, a king, had to get angry at one of his beloved members of the community, then he tries to, as much as he can, limit and downplay the Sirach and the Chet because he loves the person. And the Nimshal is here too. When it comes to the Parahelim Domeshal Tzibur, which are the Tzibur's Ohav of Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu, therefore the Torah became very abridged. And that's the answer to the question why these dinim of the Haktorah are not mentioned explicitly in the Parash of Parahelim Domeshal Tzibur. Tana de Bei Rabbi Yishmael. We have another Braisa also from Rabbi Yishmael. Neymar. Demra, why does it say in the Torah in Parshas Vayikra, Perek Dalet, V'hizo min Adam sheva panim l'fnei Hashem es pnei paroches hakodesh? Why is that written in the par of Kohen Mashiach? V'lo nemar, and it doesn't say paroches hakodesh bepar helim dom shel tzibur. But the answer is that only V'hizo sheva panim l'fnei Hashem es pnei haparoches. So the question raised by this braisa of Tana de Bei Rabbi Yishmael is why do we find in the parasha of Par Kohen Mashiach, the Torah says in Vayikra Perek Dalet Pasuk Vav Vehizam and Adam Sheva Pon Lufnei Hashem Es Pnei Parochas HaKodesh. So these words Parochas HaKodesh are emphasized here in the case of Par Kohen Mashiach, v'lo nemar v'par helim dovash al tzibur. In other words, when we get to the Par helim dovash al tzibur, it says v'hizo sheva pa'om v'fnei Hashem es pnei haparoches, but it doesn't say paroches hakodesh. So why is it in the case of Par helim dovash al tzibur the word hakodesh is left out? So he gives a mashal, Lamelech Bas of Adam, Shesarchal of Medina, the entire country violated the will of the king, Imita Sracha, and if a minority of the people violated the offense, then Pamalia Shalom is Kayemes, which literally translates his inner counsel remains intact. But in Ruvo Sarchif, on the other hand, the majority of the country offended, then Ein Pamali Shalom is Kayemis. Then his inner circle does not remain intact. In other words, to some extent, the king has to withdraw. You know, he doesn't have confidence in his subjects. And, you know, in the case of the relationship between the king and his inner private cabinet, his intimacy somehow is diminished when the majority of his subjects commit this crime. So he withdraws from his intimacy with his cabinet, so to speak. And what's the nimshal? That if the Kohen Gadol violates, then the Kedusha Migdash remains complete. However, when the majority of the Tzibur commit a transgression and they violate the will of God, then Hashem, so to speak, withdraws some measurement of his Kedusha from the Beis HaMikdash. So when it deals with the case of Parhelim Dov Shel Tzibur, the Paroches is called simply Pnei HaParoches. And it's no longer called Parochas HaKodesh. It's not on the same level of Kedusha because the king, so to speak, is withdrawing to some extent because the majority of his subjects have transgressed his will. Now this Braisa is not a contradiction of the earlier Braisa of Rabbi Shmuel, of Tanadbe Rabbi Shmuel, which gave us the impression that Hashem looks more kindly on the community than he does on the Kohen Gadol. Because here we're talking about comparing the sin of the Rov HaKol, Rov HaTzibur, which caused Hashem to withdraw his Kedusha from the temple. And that doesn't lessen his affection for his people, for his beloved nation. So even though the unavoidable consequence of a sin by the majority of the community is, so to speak, a withdrawal of Hashem, and therefore the Kodesh element here is omitted, but nevertheless, the Torah speaks more briefly of the sin of the community of the Parhelim Dov Shel Tzibur rather than in comparison to the sin of the Kohen Gadol. And that's why you find that the Yoseres HaKovod and Shtei Klaus is written out in the case of the Kohen, because Kohen Mashiach, the Torah is very short and abridged in the case of the Parhelim Dov Shel Tzibur. We'll stop here.